Okay, thank you, Wayne. Sorry about that. Yep, I'm ready to go. So, hello and welcome to the SDF ARC Weekly Net. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for Monday, July 10th. Oh, sorry, correction. Monday, July 11th, 2022. SDF, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you're not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system. You can learn more by directing your web browser to sdf.org. Or sdfarc.org. I will pause now for 10 seconds. I am AB3KC, the net control operator today. My name is Collins, and I am located in Virginia. My SDF username is Dirty Rig. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu via Echolink node 9229, the TechLink conference. We would like to thank Michael, VE7KI, for allowing us to use this conference. This is a directed net. If you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all radio amateurs, open to anyone with an amateur radio license who would like to check in. All are welcome. Please come join us at the SDF Amateur Radio Club Monday Net. Tonight's topic is the Canada's mobile internet outage that occurred on Friday, July 8th. Here's a brief intro from ABC News. A widespread network outage left many Canadians without mobile and internet service for most of Friday, disrupting police, business, and court services as crowds flocked to work at coffee shops with Wi-Fi. Rogers Communications Inc. said it started restoring service late in the day and said its teams are working hard to get everyone back online as quickly as possible. The outage began early in the morning and stretched into the evening, interrupting services across retailers and credit card processors, police and courts, airlines and train networks. The company offered no explanation for what caused the outage, how many customers were impacted, or where they were located. Here's a brief intro to the topic tonight. So, what can we learn from this? How does it apply to ham radio? And I would like to thank Reg for bringing this to my attention. VK6BQQ. Thank you, Reg. I'll take several rounds of check-ins tonight. We'll start with the dashboard and stations connected to the TechLink conference there. We do have a repeater linked, so we will open it up and listen to see if we have any repeater users after I check in with the dashboard. So let me see here on the dashboard. Let me pause. I'll pause and then I'll acknowledge who I see in the dashboard. Okay, in the dashboard, I have AB9FJ, W1SK, VK6BQQ, N4RNW, KD9NDJ, PY2BIL, KC3LYZ. I show the NB0X link and the VE3RAK repeater. So those are the stations I acknowledge in the dashboard. If you are listening and you would like to check in and you did not hear your call sign, please call now. Okay, hearing nothing. Just doing a little bit of housekeeping here to make sure. Want to make sure I have a good list. All right, W1SK. All right, excellent. Sorry about that. Just making sure I had the list. Okay, I'll pause now just to make sure there's no more check-ins. If you would like to check in, please call now with your call sign and your name. Okay, I didn't hear anything additional. So Just to repeat, this is the order that we're going to go through the roster. If you want to listen up, I'm going to start with AB9FJ, and then I'm going to go to W1SK. We'll call VK6BQQ, N4RNW, followed by KD9NDJ, and then we'll go to PY2BIL, KC3LYZ, and I'll check with VE3RAK at the end. So that's the order I have here, and that's the order we'll go. So let's start off with Wayne. Good evening to you, your local time, and AB9FJ from AB3KC. Go ahead with your report.
Hello, Collins and everyone else on the net. This is Wayne in Urbana, Illinois, AB9FJ and SDF username JWH. And I don't really know much about the Rogers incident. That sounds like a Ludlum novel, you know, the Rogers incident. So I don't really have any comment about that. I'm trying to think if there's anything interesting happening in my locale. And my local club is kind of on hiatus. We usually have no meetings or activities in July and August, because people are on vacation and so forth, and then we pick up things again in September with a club picnic, and then we go from October to June with regular monthly meetings and so on. So things are kind of quiet here, quiet and hot. Actually, we had some really high temperatures here last week, but we got a little break starting on Friday, got some rain, the jet stream pattern changed. And now it's only, instead of being in the high 90s, it's in the low 80s, I think. Yeah, my thermometer says it's 83 Fahrenheit outside right now. Can't think of anything else. If I think of anything else, I'll recheck later. So 73 from 89.
Okay. I was laughing. That's a good, that is a really good. We should write the novel now, or at least maybe it already exists. The Rogers incident. Thank you, Wayne. Good to hear from you as always. And next, if I've done this correct, hold on. Oh gosh. Okay. Got to go back to where I was. Next up on my list, and hopefully I'm doing this correctly, is W1SK. Joe, go ahead.
Well, good evening, Collins. How are you? This is W1SK, Abacus here. Hope all's well. And I think there's a lot to learn from this whole Rogers incident. You know, I know here in Maine, you know, there's been times before where we've had the whole state cut off from internet access just because a truck hit a telephone pole. You know, I mean, really that fragile. And so, you know, it really does just go to show you how important amateur radio is when it comes to this stuff. I know the Department of Justice has been thinking recently about trying to get more training in the U.S. military for, you know, their HF radio operators again. You know, they came to the realization that even relying on satellites could be something that might not be a good thing. You know, these other governments have obtained the ability to shoot satellites down from space. Even, you know, so you can't rely on satellites, you can't rely on the internet, but the one thing you can rely on is non-infrastructure modes of technology like amateur radio. So this really is our time to shine. I was working on a repeater project just south of me, and yes, just yesterday we were talking about digital radio and the plague that's going on in ham radio for relying on the internet for repeater linking. And of course it's fun, and I'm not putting anybody down, but I think we should also embrace, you know, going back to our roots as far as ham radio is concerned and working on, you know, RF site-to-site links, because really it doesn't take much. You know, an ice storm we had, like, back when I was a kid in 1998 here, that took out, you know, internet, phone access, and the power, you know, for a lot of Quebec, Maine, you know, Vermont, New Hampshire. I mean, it just doesn't take much. And we got to really learn from that sort of stuff. We got to learn from what happened with the Rogers incident in Canada and make sure we're ready for that. Not rely on this very complicated infrastructure that we have on the internet today. And people don't think it's complicated because they just take a cable, they plug it into the back of the machine, and it's simple. But it's really not simple behind the scenes, you know. So this is where ham radio comes to shine for sure. Anyway, that's enough out of me. 7th grade, everybody. 83, 89. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. Sorry, Collins. Back to you and the SDFnet W1SK.
All right. Very good points. Very good points. Thank you, Joe. Yeah, the oh gosh, just so much. I'm not even going to repeat all your good points, but I really like it. And I like the thought of distributed tech. And awesome. Good to hear from you tonight. And I'm happy to have everybody participating. So thank you all for joining us. This is awesome. And I have to say thanks to Reg for the topic. I do recall seeing the headline, but I never clicked on it. So it wasn't until Reg mentioned it that I actually read the story. So, hey, speaking of Reg, this is NetControl AB3KC, and I'm going to hand it off to Reg. Reg, how are you doing? VK6 BQQ.
AB3KC in the group, VK6 BQQ, Reg here in Western Australia. Yeah, well, being a Canadian and whatnot, you know, years back, the internet came about and everybody piled everything and anything on the internet. And, of course, 911 gets involved, your local phones get involved. What happened to redundancy? There's no reason in the world that that network should be down for 24 hours and cause all the grief that it did. Unbelievable. But, yeah, it sparks a little ignition coil here and says, hey, what is the amateurs doing here? Well, the amateurs apparently did take over a lot of situations. And you let your neighbors know that you are an amateur radio operator. And if there is a problem, we can get messages out back and forth, even if you have to flag an emergency vehicle down. So to start with, when things happened, people found, hey, my ATM card doesn't work, the phone doesn't work, this doesn't work, that doesn't work. Well, I don't have any cash. Now there's a queue at a bank, and of course the ATMs don't work. So, you know, it's like putting all your eggs in one basket. The simple thing is redundancy. Why does Rogers have the monopoly? Well, it's all about money and power, isn't it? So, it is a good topic, and it should spark some interest with the amateur world. I know it has in Canada. I was talking on my net Saturday morning for Friday night, and, of course, this all happened Friday. So, in, well, just to take a, for an example, Georgia Conference depends on the internet to hook all their radios up. Now, that's an emergency service, basically. As you know, in Georgia and Florida, they get hurricanes, tornadoes, and everything else. So if the repeaters go down, they've got North and South Carolina, they got Georgia, they got Alabama, Louisiana, all hooked up through the internet. And in the case of a problem, and the internet goes down, they have a problem. So what Joe was saying, you know, in Canada, a fellow has set up in London area. He's linking his repeaters together RF-wise, and that is the way to go. We depend way too much on the internet. Back to net, AB3KC, BK6BQQ.
All right, Reg, thank you very much. Yep, I like the irony I found, because I agree with these comments, is I'm finding a lot of value with this opportunity to connect with you all now using the internet. So there's the irony. But I also am a big RF fan as well. So it's pretty cool to have those regional repeater networks that are all tied together over a large region with RF links. Those are awesome. All right, next on the list. In for RNW in Florida. Go ahead, from AB3KC.
Well, thank you, Collins. Harold here, and for RNW in Fort Myers, Florida, Southwest Florida. Not going to say too much tonight because we've got a couple of these Florida summer colds in the house, and they just seem to float around this time of year, stoppy heads and sneezing and all that, but they'll burn themselves out. So, yeah, interesting. You know, we've stayed up at in Canada at a place called Rogers Pass. I wonder if Rogers is a widespread name that's used for the same kind of holdings of a certain family, kind of like Rockefellers or whatever up in Canada. So I wonder if this Rogers service, internet service, is related to things like Rogers Pass. Otherwise, everybody have a good day, have a good night, and for RNW.
All right, Harold. Yeah, hopefully that does wear off quick and you get through that. Thank you for checking in, and good luck this week or today and tomorrow with getting over that. I went to my first potluck. Post-pandemic potluck today, so hopefully I didn't bring anything home other than a full belly. But I miss a good old potluck. All right, yeah, everybody likes to talk about food on the radio. Okay, I'm losing control of myself, so that sounds like a good opportunity to go to our next station. This is Net Control. Identified as AB3KC, Alpha Bravo 3, Kilo Charlie for the SDF ARC. And next up is Ken over in Illinois, KD9 NDJ.
AB3KC and everybody on the net, this is Ken and Rantoul, KD9 NDJ. Great topic. Because on Thursday, late Thursday, after I got done participating in the 2-meter net that Wayne knows all about, because he presents Newsline on that net, I went back to work on computers in my shack and doing unspeakable things with them. And all of a sudden, the power went out here. So my uninterruptible power supply was keeping me afloat on the computer. So I shut down and shut that thing off. I had a moment there where I realized that when I turned the computer off, I would no longer have a source of light, but I'd already hit the shutdown button, and I was scrambling to find the flashlight handy, which there wasn't one. So I made my way upstairs in the dark. Dark is a difficult situation for a hominid, so but I did succeed without taking anybody out, taking myself out, stepping on the cat, etc. Anyway, to make a long story short, I found myself driving around in a car to see the extent of the outage, and it was local, and it lasted until 3 a.m. when the power came back on, waking me up with everything coming back ablaze. And then, early in the morning, about 7, well, during breakfast, my wife, KD9 OVW, was making breakfast, and the power went out again. It was out for another couple of hours. So that had me thinking about outages and redundancy and all that sort of thing. I've got batteries around here, and I could have done ham radio with batteries. And certainly we have flashlights because the power in Rantoul is shaky at best. And we got to thinking about solar, etc. So there's a fundamental level of redundancy and dependency on things that are provided by municipalities, etc. It's a good thing to be a little preppy, to be a little bit of a prepper. And got us to thinking. So it's a great topic, and that's my contribution to it. So back to you, AB3KC. This is KD9 NDJ.
All right, Ken. Yeah, I was just sitting here reliving the last power outage when I grabbed my flashlight and ran to find my kids in the basement in the dark. I try to get to them quickly because for the same issue. So, goodness. And then with regard to emergency power, the father of APRS, Bob Runinga, Silent Key, WB4APR, he was a big advocate of electric vehicles and photovoltaics. He has all kinds of information about solar panels, and he was a big advocate of grid-tied solar. Oddly, he wasn't an advocate of, you know, major battery systems because they're expensive and you can use the grid as your battery. But he did have solutions for emergency power, and he could run his house off his Prius. And he also taught me a thing or two. I was able to run my refrigerator off my gas-powered vehicle using one of those 1 kW inverters. So some cool things that I learned from reading Bob Runinga's website over the years. And there we go with more fun topics. All right, looking at the dashboard and glancing at my roster, that brings me to the Southern PY2BIL. Guillermo, it's your turn from Net Control. Take it away.
AB3KC and the Nets, this is PY2BIL, Guillermo from the South, São Paulo, Brazil. My SDF username is G Canary. So I haven't heard about that incident there, Collins, but yeah, network redundancy is a topic, right? And for those of us that work in corporate IT and have messed with corporate networks, know that you always have some redundancy, at least in the last mile, which is what you sort of have under control, contract-wise. And but the backbones, well, you don't control that, right? And it's so distributed that these incidents could happen. I haven't had one of those for ages, but yeah, it happens, right? And personally, here at home, I'm now with the pandemic and all that, so I was lucky that I changed my internet service provider a few years ago and got 100% fiber in the house. So that was good. Before that, I was on the cable TV system, and I had several outages there. But now with this fiber thing, no issues at all. But somebody mentioned power, right? So yeah, power is a problem. So I have my UPSs here at home, which keep me a little bit alive for a few minutes, not a lot. But I also have batteries and inverters and all that nice stuff. Part of it I use when I go portable out there on the summit. But I definitely can use that here at home, so no problem with that. And I also, some of you remember, I also run my packet node here, the original internet, right? So that's a lot of fun too, but in case of emergencies, definitely it helps, right? So anyways, that's a bit of my rant for tonight. So back to you, Net Control. AB3KC, this is PY2BIR.
All right. Guillermo, thank you for checking in tonight. It's good to hear your voice over the connection. And, I am major, major jealous of the fiber. Very, very major. I have major internet jealousy right now. So what I would do, I would love to have fiber internet. But no, I use basically 4G, 5G type stuff, cellular internet. There's this nonprofit institute that provides unlimited 4G internet, and it's some old grandfathered agreement up here in the States that I use for pretty cheap, unlimited mobile internet. All right, and more ramblings. Good to hear you, Guillermo. Thank you for checking in. Next on the roster here is KC3LYZ from AB3KC.
This is KC3LYZ, Bob in Philadelphia, SCF username Robert R. I don't have too much to add on the Rogers incident, but I'm surprised that they let only one company handle the mobile up there. We have the fiber thing, and it's real steady here in Philly for fun. But next week I'm going to a rural part of Pennsylvania for Camp for the Visually Impaired. A pretty terrible internet. I'll be there about 10 days. So I'm hoping I'll be able to connect to different things, but Wi-Fi goes in and out. So it's good to have those RF repeaters in there. And one of our clubs has been working on a mesh network that's supposed to connect different ham sites for emergency use, I guess, on their own independent type of TCP/IP network. Back to that.
All right. Yeah, the those networks are really cool, the mesh networks. There's one that I've read about recently down in North Carolina. They've been doing that for a long time. It's on VHF. It's not high speed. It's one of the lower speed bands, but a lot of people doing high speed microwave ham radio nets IP. Cool. Good to hear from you, and good luck with the trip to the camp and staying connected, we'll say. That reminds me of another sidetrack thing is the every summer in July coming up here is the an Appalachian Trail APRS event where I think the way it works is they put APRS stations on the high spots of the Appalachian Trail, and they try to send packets all the way down. They're not on the 390 frequency. They're on a different frequency. I'll have to check that out. The Golden Packet Event, I think it's called. Never played with that, but that might be fun. All right, so let's see. I do see the VK2DY joined us, but first I do need to get to VE3RAK. So, VE3RAK, go ahead.
BQQ with a comment.
Go ahead, VK6BQQ.
Colin, that repeater is in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. It's been connected up to the Echolink 9229 here since Saturday. I've heard nobody on the thing at all as I've been monitoring, but it's actually a repeater in Toronto, Ontario.
Okie doke. All right. Yeah. Excellent. Thank you for that intel. Well, in that case, we'll see if VK2DY has a moment to check in with us and your busy day. VK2DY, do you want to give it a shot?
Yes, good morning. It's Robert, VK2DY. What was the question for today?
We were talking about the Rogers Communications internet outage for mobile internet all over Canada, which I'm sure you've probably maybe heard. I hadn't heard of it, but we were talking about that widespread internet outage. We were talking about reliable communications, how ham radio plays a role, and the trade-off between staying connected over RF versus having IP links in our systems. So the world is your oyster. Have at it. VK2DY.
Okay. Yes. Good morning. This is Robert Victor Kilo 2 Delta Yankee in Kellyville Ridge, New South Wales, but all part of the urban sprawl that is Sydney. Well, the big thing that happened down here last week was rain, and lots of it. It was a very specific rainfall that hit mainly over Sydney and mainly over Western Sydney, interestingly enough. My rain gauge measured 760 millimeters of rain, which in Imperial is just shy of 30 inches in 5 days. For contrast, that's about two-thirds of a year's rain in Sydney. So it was a fair bit of water that came down. We had flooding again. We had bridges underwater again. We had people being rescued, people being evacuated. Just another one of those once-in-a-hundred-year events that's occurred three or four times this year. So it apparently, they're telling me that La Nina, it wasn't La Nina this time, that it was something in the jet stream, a Rossby wave or something like that in the jet stream. I don't know. I never hear anything about the jet stream. It's the first time anybody's ever mentioned it before. So, but apparently it does have a profound effect on weather at times. So we got hit hard. And so they're doing recovery again. But the poor people at the state emergency services were overworked for last week, I'm afraid. They normally don't see this much activity this many times this year, and they're all volunteers pretty much. So we're great to have them. We're grateful for them. Larry, set for a second. So all of our broadband, well, what happened here is that they created something called the NBN, the National Broadband Network. And basically, the original phone company here was a company called, it's now called Telstra. So they bought all of the phone lines from Telstra and started replacing them all with fiber optics. So my node is about 100 meters from my house. I see it. It was originally connected to the copper network. So they pulled the copper wires out and ran fiber into that node. And then from that node, they reused my copper to get to my house. So that's how we're connected. It's not the best system because if the node goes underwater or the node loses power, your internet goes out. So, and not the best of solutions, but it was the cheapest solution, apparently, and so they did it. But anyway, that's how my internet goes. I'm also I got a 5G tower now. I'm on 5G talking to you right now. So the mobile coverage is pretty decent. And interesting enough, apparently, even through the whole floods, most of the mobile network survived it. They're really building these networks pretty solid nowadays. The cellular network was pretty much unaffected by the floods. Pretty cool, actually. I think they did a good job with that. So people were at least able to call for help if they needed it. Other than that, I can't really think of much else to share. Thank you for taking my check-in. VK2DY, back to net.
Okay, Robert. Yes, I can't even imagine where 3 feet of water would go when it fell. It's not good. I just hope that your direct impacts were manageable. I don't know how it could be. I mean, it seems like everything is a casualty in that case, but goodness, I hope that you didn't take any too much direct damage, but I'm sure you had your community as a whole took some really painful impact from that. So I'm sorry, definitely sorry to hear about that. And I hope you're okay and that you managed to work through that. Goodness, I 3 feet of rain. I just can't even imagine. Are there any rechecks? Would anybody like to recheck? Please call now. This is Alpha Bravo 3 Kilo Charlie.
VK6 BQQ with a recheck.
VK6 BQQ, go ahead.
Well, I'll just relay a little story. I was with the WA Police Radio Engineering Section. We were assigned, a couple of us, to head out to the Outback. One of our stations, they required HF radio. And we were out doing that very thing. We'd got the antennas up and the cables in and so on and so forth. It was just a matter of placing the radios and testing things out. So what happened the next morning as we get up and about, we got the OIC knocking on the door and saying, help! So we're wondering, what in the world's going on? Anyway, we got into the detachment, and at the front desk there were people like folks from the hospital, the bank, the gas stations, the stores, all sorts of public service, wondering, what in the world's going on? Well, nothing works. The ATM was out, the phones were out, this was out, that was out, etc. So the OIC wondered, how can we help? Well, the thing was, the antenna system was in for HF, and we just nearly got the power supply and the radio and whatnot. We connected it up, give it a test, everything worked. We called Kalgoorlie, and we got an answer. We told them of our dilemma. And, of course, they dispatched what was needed. Turns out, in our tour of the village, some backhoe had been out digging and carrying on. Now, fiber was buried, and, of course, they have a line a couple of feet above the cable as a deterrent. Well, this backhoe pulled that cable out and pulled the fiber out. Of course, everything was gone. But because we had made contact on HF to the main station in Kalgoorlie, we were able to get the folks out and get things repaired. But they were down for a whole day, and the whole village was dormant. Nothing worked. So it gives you a little bit of an idea on redundancy. So from that point on, every station that was out in the Outback, we were putting in HF radios, and that was their backup. But it just shows to go you, somewhere along the system, you know, you run one line into a village of, I don't know how many people were there, maybe 8,000-10,000 people, and various entities. Why, when one goes out, that's it. So you need redundancy. So they ran two different cables in from the main hub to the village, so that if one goes, at least they've got the backup. So redundancy, very important. And for the most, let's not rely just on the internet anymore. The London area, for example, in Canada, they RF'd their stations together, and they were up and running. So they certainly helped out in that situation. Back to net, VK6BQQ Australia.
All right, any other rechecks? Reg, that reminds me of the about a year ago, my neighbor's putting in a driveway. He's clearing his lot and building a house next door, and he's putting in a driveway, so the telephone company had to trench the telephone line underneath the driveway deeper. And they came out to run that from the telephone box to the across his driveway, and my main power feed comes right in, right where they're digging. I mean, 4 feet from where they're digging, there's a power pole, and it's the terminus of the power line. So they just stopped there because one power line upstream, they turn 90 degrees and keep going on. So I guess I'm just sort of like a an offshoot of the power, but there's this big, huge, fat cable that's coming down the side of the power pole. And the guy who's digging says, yeah, the power company said there's nothing here to worry about. And I'm thinking, would you trust him? But, you know, we didn't have this conversation until after he shorted out that buried cable that fed my house, took out my power, and there was a large explosion. He survived and did not actually get affected, digging with the backhoe. But I'm thinking, look, you're digging right next to a power pole that has this huge cable coming down into the dirt. I'm just glad he didn't kill himself. Just taking somebody's word that there was nothing buried there. I don't think they scoped it either, but you don't have to scope it because you can see it with your eyeballs. Okay, any other rechecks, please call now. All right. I did not hear any additional rechecks, and I don't see any new activity in the dashboard, so I'm going to take that as a hint, as an opportunity to run through the bottom half of our dialogue here. So this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Net at 042 hours Zulu. If you'd like to continue the conversation, you're feel free to hang out right here and keep talking. We can go out of net and just go into a rag chew mode. If you're not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system. You can learn more by directing your browser to sdf.org, or the radio club is sdfarc.org. I am AB3KC, Alpha Bravo 3 Kilo Charlie, net control tonight. I hope everybody has a great week. Thank you all for coming and saying hi. It was great to hear everyone. Bring your friends and come back next week. We meet every week, every Monday, 0 hours Zulu via Echolink node 9229, the TechLink conference. Come back and meet with us next week. We'll see you. Have a great week. Stay safe. 73, this is Net Control, closing the net. Alpha Bravo 3, Kilo Charlie.